Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is the mother of the believers, Zainab radiallahu anha. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most majestic, the real, the one who clarifies and makes things clear. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, with no partner in His oneness. And we are content with Allah as our Lord and Islam as our religion. And we bear witness that our Master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His servant and prophet. O Allah, send You peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah, and myself with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says,
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ
Indeed, the righteous will be amongst gardens and springs, taking what their Lord has given them. Indeed, they were before that the doers of good. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers, Allah the Mighty and Majestic chose believing, obedient, pure and righteous women as wives for His final Prophet and Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. And He honored these wives, or in turn, by giving them and making them the equivalent of the mothers to the believers. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم
That the Prophet is more worthy of the believers than their own selves, and his wives are in the position of their mothers. Brothers and sisters, if we truly come to understand this rank of motherhood the Prophet's wives have upon us, then we will come to understand that this entails a heartfelt sense of kindness, reverence, sanctity and respect towards them, and ensures that we always treat them in the most honorable and dignified of ways. And this is because of the virtue that motherhood has and the virtue that they have been given by their being given this position, which attests to the nobility of their character, the elevation of their status, and the honor that they have amongst women. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadin minan nisa.
O wives of the Prophet, you are not like anyone amongst the women. In other words, their rank is a rank of being distinguished. And they are the most honorable of the women. And they have the greatest of reward of the women. And so what this entails is that we come to understand about their lives. And we seek, especially the sisters, should seek to emulate their examples and study about their noble qualities, for these qualities are qualities that are praised and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst these blessed women is our mother Zainab radiallahu anha, and her mother in turn was Umayma bint Abdul Muttalib, who was the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our mother, Lady Zainab, radiallahu anha, was especially honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that He mentioned her subtly in His book, the Divine Revelation, and married her to His Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, through a Quranic verse. And this is in Surah Al-Ahzab. And so Sayyidatina Zainab, radiallahu anha, used to say to the Prophet's wives, She used to say, زَوَّجَ كُنَّ أَهَالِ كُنَّ وَزَوَّجَنِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. She said, your families married you and Allah married me from above the seven heavens. So Lady Zainab was from the greatest of women, and she was from the most beloved of wives to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this testimony has come from the most beloved of the beloved, Lady Aisha radiallahu anha, who says, كانت زينب تساميني. In other words, she used to say that Zainab used to compete with me, and by which she said, what was meant was a tusawini, a considered herself equal of the same kind of affection of Aisha radiallahu anha to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. في المنزلة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In rank, when it came to the affection in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's household. And Aisha radiallahu anha further says, وما رأيت امرأة خيرا في الدين من زينب. That she had never seen a woman better in her religion than Zainab. أتقى لله. She was from the most God-fearing for the sake of Allah. وأصدق حديثا. Most truthful in her speech. وأوصل لرحمي. And she was the most committed to maintaining family ties. And Lady Zainab was also someone who was especially distinguished for her showing of kindness to her family and her giving of charity to the orphans, and especially giving charity to her own relatives. So when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sent her wealth, she distributed it amongst her relatives and orphans. And so she is someone who attained unto the great glad tidings of being close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this attribute of charity, thereby attaining his companionship in this world and having that companionship in the next world. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana wa kafilul yatim fil jannati hakadha." He said, I am the one who sponsors an orphan will be like this in paradise. And he joined his index finger with his middle finger. In other words, the level of proximity. So, O Allah, we ask that you be pleased with her and all of the mothers of the believers, and that you honor them all with this respect that they have in terms of the honor that they deserve. For they embodied the most best of attributes of humanity and presented the most sublime examples for us to emulate in piety and faith and righteousness and kindness and elevated morals. Aisha radiallahu anha says about Our Lady Zainab, our mother, مَا رَأَيْتُ امْرَأَةً أَعَظَّمَ صَدَقَةً مِنْ زَنَبْ. She said, I have not seen a woman better in giving charity than Zainab. And beyond this, she was someone who was given to devotion. So one of the descriptions that Salama, another of our mothers from the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, gives of her was, كَانَتْ سَوَّامَةً قَوَّامَةً. She was someone who used to fast continuously, and sana'an, she was someone who was skilled, by which is meant she was someone who had a craft that she practiced. Tatasaddaqu bidhalika kullihi ala masakin, and with all of this she would give charity to the poor. And so this is from the manifestations of piety and goodness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa atil mal ala hubbihi dhawil qurba wal yatama wal masakin, and give wealth in spite of love of it to relatives, orphans, and the needy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those who do it, for He says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, that they are those who have been true, and it is those who are from the righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our mother from those who are true, and made her from the righteous. And He made her life a life for us to emulate, for us to study, for us to seek as examples, so that we, especially our daughters and our mothers and our sisters, can embody these examples in this sacred femininity and this beautiful example of womanhood. I remind myself and I remind you that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Udhakkirukum Allah fi ahli bayti." He said, "I remind you of Allah," in other words, concerning the honor of Allah, concerning the people of my household. And Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu said, Nisa'uhu min ahli baytihi, that his wives are from the people of his household. So we should honor and revere and respect every one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.